Learning Masech this Yuma Daf Nun Aleph and Min Beis. The Mishnah is describing the Avod of the Kohen Gadol bringing in the calf and the Machta, and the Mishnah says he was came to the Heichal until he came to the two pareches that were mavdilais between the Kodesh and the Kodesh Yadashim, and Rabbi Yossi says it was only one, because the pasuk says of dila pareches lechem bein a Kodesh bein Kodesh Yadashim. So there's only one pareches. So Gemara says Shapa kol my Beis Rabbanan. Rabbanan said it was two. Rabbi Yossi says good. The pasuk says it was one. So Rabbanan say in the Mishkan, of course there was one, but in Mikdash Sheni they didn't have an Am Atraksin. The Mikdash Rishon had an Am Atraksin. The Mishnah Rishon had a Mechitza, a stone wall separated between the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kadashim, and the Rabbanan is Safik if that Amma, the thickness of the stone wall, is the Kedusha like the Kodesh Kadashim Kalifnim, or is like Kalichutz, and therefore they made two Pareches. So it's interesting, Machlokes Taisis and the Taisis Yeshanim, why they made two. Taisis, Lechaira clearly named on that the Pareches has to be in the place where it divides, and they didn't know where the place was, but he asked Akasha, why not make one thick pareches, an amma thick, and that way you'll be mekayim the din of one pareches, and it'll be in the place, whether it's the inside or the outside, it'll be in the place. So Taisa says a chiddush, that even though the amma traksin, there was a suffix if it's on, it, the kedusha is the inside or the outside, is the thickness of the amma traksin has kedushas kodesh kedashim or not, but the thickness of the pareches certainly had the din kedushas kodesh kedashim. That's for sure. That was the din. The din of the pareches is that the makam of the pareches has a din of kodesh gadashim. I'm a traksin el masupik. What was the din? Does it have a din of kodesh gadashim or not? But the pareches has a din of kodesh gadashim. So memela, if you make an amma thick, so bishleima, if kabish mayigalia, the amma traksin will be kalifnim, so then it'll be good to have a pareches and amma thick, because the pareches also kalifnim and everything's fine. But if kabish mayigalia, the amma traksim is kolachutz, and the pareches is definitely bikalifnim. So kumtes, you added an amma to the kedusha of the kodesh kedashim. You're not allowed to do that. You have to make dafka pareches on the inside of the amma traksim. That is the amma traksim is kolachutz. So the pareches has to be on the inside of the amma traksim because the thickness of the pareches has to be kalifnim. That's how Taisus learns. But al kopanim, Taisus is clear that the pareches has to be on the makam avdala. More than that, the thickness of the pareches has to have a din kodesh kedashim. But the Taisa Shanim is mashma that you don't need the pareches b'chal to be in the makam avdol. He explains the reason why they made two. They made the outer one because they wanted to make sure that nobody accidentally walks into the kodesh kedashim. Bemisin, even if the am attraction is kalifnim, you still only have to make it an inner one. The only problem is that maybe someone will mistakenly walk into the kodesh kedashim. So, in fact, the Taisa Shanim good. But why did you have to make an inner one? Just make an outer one, and the male and no one will walk into the Kodesh Kedashim. So wherever the Kedusha is, it would work. Ever the Taisa Shanim, but I'm scared of another thing, that the Kohen Gadol, when he comes in Yom Kippur, and he puts down the Keteris, maybe he'll put the Keteris right next to the Pareches, and it will be outside of the Kedusha of Kodesh Kedashim. So come to the Keteris, won't be done in the Kodesh Kedashim, won't be Yetzah. So you want to make sure that nobody in the Heichal walks into the Kodesh Kedashim, even a Safek Kodesh Kedashim. You want to make sure the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippurim doesn't end up doing the Avod in the Heichal or a Safek Heichal. That's why you made two Pareches. So, Kum Nesetes Shanim Nemzon, the Pareches doesn't have to be in the exact dividing line between the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kedashim. The Gemara series bonded. The Pasuk says not the way. The Pasuk of Dila Pareches Lechem, Bein a Kodesh, Bein a Kodesh Kedashim. This has to be the Avdala. The Avdala has to be Geshaft by the Pareches. But apparently the Taisa Shanim is all the way. But the Chayat Taisus does. Because otherwise, just make the Pareches on the inside. The whole Pareches will be the Kodesh Kedashim, and there'll be more Kodesh Kedashim. The Taisa says, no. Whatever's outside of the Pareches can't be Kodesh Kedashim. The Makam of Pareches and inside, that's Kodesh Kedashim. Whatever's outside the Pareches cannot be Kodesh Kedashim, because the Pareches has to be the dividing mark. So that's interesting. Machlokes Taisus and Taisa Shanim. And the Gemara has another Gavaldik Akasha on the Taisus Yishanim. He wants to know that there's a halacha of Azoa Kenegan Aparechas on the Chatois Pnimius, the Pyre and Sarav Yemi Kippurim, the Pyre and Dovah Shalziba, the Sira Avei Dezara. They need a Azoa on the Parechas. So why don't you say a very simple reason why you need two, according to Taisus Yishanim? Because you want the Azoa to be on the inner one. You want the Azoa to be on the one that's close to the Kodesh Kedashim. But he's bothered because he says, but one second, it wouldn't help you if you make two. And b'chlal etshver, if the real parechus is the inner one, how are you mekayim the din of the hazah on the outer parechus? Now, then it says chaser, it says asher chaser. So we're missing in the Gevura Sari what he said about this question. That the Mikdash David, Simon Aleph, I say, he asks this question only according to the man the Amar, that the dam has to touch the parechus. It's interesting, he brings it, the Bavli holds it doesn't have to touch the parechus, and he brings Yerushalmi brings the man the Amar, it does. Really, the Bavli, I think, also brings the man the Amar that it does. Balkapanim, but that was his kasha. If the dam has to touch the parechus, so how can you have two? How do you know which one to put it on? But he says, according to Yerushalmi, it's very good. Because the Torah says, they shtel the vek that the chitzayna was the real parechus. So the Azoh is going to be done on the parechus chitzayna. Why was the premis there? Just to make sure the Kohen Gadol doesn't do the Aveda in the Eri that doesn't have Kedushas, Kedush, and Kedushin. But the din parechus was the outer one. But I saw the Minchas Avram, he thinks the Kasha is Shver, even if Yehovah doesn't have to touch the parechus. It has to be connected to parechus. If there's something in the way, that's not called connected to parechus. I can eat it, Stadim. But that's what the Minchas Avram clears. It's not only a kasha on the man the Omer that the dam is to touch the parechus. It's a kasha stamazai. Now, the Mikdash David's teretz is a good teretz according to Teishanim. Teishanim holds it doesn't matter where the parechus is. They only made two to keep you away from the Safeg area, to keep the people in the Heichal that they shouldn't go in the Kodesh Kedashim, and to make sure the Kohen Gadol that has to do the Avodah Kodesh Kedashim doesn't do it in the Heichal. But if you hold like Teishas, where the din parechus is the dividing part, so the chayyur it's shver. How are you going to have a kiyum of azan the parechus if you don't know which one's the parechus? So, like we said, the Mikdash David held was only shver according to the man Yomer that the dam has to actually go on the parechus. The Mikdash Avraham holds it shver even stamazay. If you have the parechus chitzin in the way, so it's not considered a azan the parechus pnimi. So Mikdash Avraham is marich, and the teichin of his teretz is like this. Here's the aside from a Michal Feinstein, the Brisker Rav son-in-law. It's brought in the Sefer Masas HaMelech, the Chelek Al Seder Ramam Simen Reish Peches. That if Michal Feinstein said to Yisrael, you know what the Parechus is here for? The Parechus is here to hide the Aron. That's what it's there for. Bemisin is the Mefurish Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Fayasim is Parechus HaMasach, Fayasach Al Aron Eidus. The Pasuk in Pekudei, you put up the Parechus HaMasach, and it covered the Aron Eidus. So that's the function of the Parechus. But Michal Feinstein said that also explains the psukim at the end of Bamidbar, end of Parshas Bamidbar, not Sefer Bamidbar, that there it says like this. It says that Aaron Ubanov came, and they took the Aaron and they put it inside the Parechus. That the Parechus is Mechased Aaron. All the other Kalim had their Begadim, the Beged Argoman, the Beged Cheles, the Kisei Artachash. The Aaron, what covered the Aaron was the Parechus. Why? Because that's a function of the Parechus. The function of the parechus is to cover the aron. Says Azay l'chayish teitin taisus. Taisus asks the kasha, what's the word traxin? What's the amma traxin? What type of word is traxin? So taisus says traxin. Trax means to close. Sin means Sinai. It's closing up. It's covering the luchas that were given in Sinai, because that's the function of the parechus. Natayne de minchas Avram. Well, l'chaya, the pasuk says also v'vdila parechus l'chad bein hakadosh hakadoshim. That the function of the parechus is to be the havdalah between the kaddish and kaddish kedoshim, and the biggest raya is that in Bayisheni they had a parechus even though they had no aron. According to some, and the aron was in bavel, even if it was nignas, but the chayyur was already covered. So Leishtes is two dinim. Leishtes is a din that the parechus has to be there to cover the aron eidus, and also there's a din that the parechus has to separate between the kaddish and the kaddish and kedoshim. So Meili wants a title like this, that the din hazah on the parechus is the hazah has to be on the parechus that's serving the function of being mechaser the aron. It doesn't have to be on the parechus that's being mavdil bein hakodesh bein hakodesh kedoshim. Nish yene parechus was there. So there the chitzain does serve that function. Even if the parechus is mavdil between the kodesh and kodesh kedoshim is the pnimi, but the chitzin serves the function of being mechasa on the arein, so Melon has a teiris parechus because of that. That's what he also wanted to taina, that the parechus that was there, we'll speak about this soon in the shir, that the parechus that was there, Bebayis Rishain, it served that function. It didn't serve the function to imavdil between the Kaidish and the Kaidish HaKadoshim. For that you had the Amitraxin. But there was a Pareches there, like we'll see, and that served the function to be Mechasa on the Aron HaEdus. So Mele, the Din HaZah was on the Pareches that served the function of being Mechasa on the Aron HaEdus. That's what he wants to answer the Gemara Sarei and Mikdash David's Kasha. If you don't know which is the Pareches, how is it going to be in the sky and the Din of HaZah on the Pareches? The Tarot says that the Chitzin has a Din Pareches Lagavi the Kiyam Hazah, because it's being Mechasa on the Aron HaEdus. Now another Shmuz in the Gemara. The Gemara says that the Rabbanan had a suffix on the Kedusha of the Amitraxin, is a Kalifnim or Kalichutz, and that's why they made two Pareches. So the Tzlach and the Sasemis, Shneim Kivnu Lekusha Achas, they asked the Kasha like this. There's a Gemara later that's Mavur, that in Bayis Rishon, they didn't only have an Amitraxin, they also had a Pareches. The Gemara goes like this. Gemara's enough, Nandala Mal, we'll get to it soon. Gemara says when Klal Yisrael went to be Eile Regel, they would roll up the Pareches and show the Yidin the Arein, and they'll see how the Kruvim were intertwined with each other, and say, Ruchi Baskum Lefnei HaMakim, and see how beloved you are to the Makim, like Klal Yisrael and the Eivishtal, like intertwined together, hugging each other. That's what the Gemara says. So Gemara had the following question on that Mamre. Gemara said, what are we discussing? If this was in Bayis Rishon, there was no Pareches in Bayis Rishon, there was an Amitraxin. So how could they roll up the Pareches in Bayis Rishon? If that was in Bayis Sheni, there was no Kruvim in Bayis Sheni. The Aron was Nignas. So how did they see the Kruvim in Bayis Sheni? So Gemara has two truths. First, Teresh to the Gemara was a Tomben, it was in Bayis Rishon. But there was a Pareches, besides the Amitraxin. The Gemara says it was Pareches Lubavi. Every single Shar, all the seven Sharim of the Azara, and the Shire of the Hechel, the Pesach of the Hechel, and the Pesach of the Ulam, they all had, besides for a door, they had a Pareches. So who within the Kedesh Kedashim had a Pareches? Pareches the Bavi. That's the Gemara's first text. So again, it was Tomben and Bayis Rishon, and they rolled out the Pareches, meaning the Pareches that was on the door. And then the Gemara has a second text. La'ilam that it's in Bayis Sheni. But the Kruvim were the Kruvim the Tzursa. They were the picture of the Kruvim on the walls. They weren't the actual Kruvim that was on the Aron or on the floor of the Beis HaMikdash. They were Kruvim that was on the walls. Kruvim the Tzursa. And Kan the Gemara. So, Frektis Vasemis in the Tzlach, we see there was a Pareches by Bayis Rishon. So why didn't they know where the Pareches was? There were people at the time that they built the Bayis Sheni that still remembered the Bayis Rishon. So why didn't they ask them, where was the Pareches by the Bayis Rishon? If the Pareches was on the inside of the Amitraxin, so then we'll assume that the Amitraxin is Kalachutz. If the Pareches was on the outside of the Amitraxin, then we're going to assume the Amitraxin is Kalafnim. Why didn't they know from remembering where the Pareches was by the Bayis Rishon? As I frag in the Achrenim. Interesting to Shaila. So, the Tzlach and the Sasemis, and they also, it was the Birchus HaZevach and Menachos Daf Tzadiches, they say, you know something? There were two Pareches by the Bayis Rishon. There were two. Just like there were two by Bayis Sheni, there were two by Bayis Rishon. There were two Pareches the Bavi. That's what they say. The Birchus HaZevach also says this in Menachos Daf Tzadiches. Let's see, Chitzak talks about it there in Nafn and Dalin. Kipshutai, it's a little shver, because the Gemara there says in Nafn and Dalin that it says, Vayirichu Abadim, Vayiro Roshe Abadim, Velo Yiro Achutza. That's what it says there. That the Badim stuck out of the Kodesh Kedoshim, they saw the ends of the Badim, but they did not see them outside. So the Gemara explains, what it means is like this. You would think they stayed in the Kodesh Kedoshim. No. Vayirichu Abadim. It was sticking out into the Hechel. You would think that they were going through a hole in the Pareches. No, it says V'layiro Chutza. Elanim ve'eninim kishnei dan de'isha. Like it says, Tzora mordei de'li ben shaday yolin. They stuck out like the two dan de'isha stick out of her chaluk. In other words, you could see the form of the badim, but you can't see the actual badim. Now, that L'chaya indicates there was a Pareches. L'chaya, that can't happen with two Pareches. I mean, it looks a little bit hard for that to be, for such a scenario to be with two Pareches. But Al Kopanim, see, the problem is the Rambam is Mefurish, L'chaya. The Rambam says that there was one Pareches. The Rambam says, in Hilchos Beis Mechir Pegdal Chavez, when he describes our Mishnah, the two Pareches that was there by Mikdash Sheni, he says, Av Mikdash Rishon Lo'ishisham Al Pareches Achas Bovat. He says there was a Pareches. He says there was only one. So, again, we have the Kasha. why didn't they know from where the Parechas was with Bayis Rishon? So Chaim Kanievsky, in a Sefer Derech Chachma, Anochas Bayis Bechira, he brings a Sefer called Maisei LeMelech, that says that they were Mesupik which side it was on in the Bayis Rishon, and he writes, the Kasha, why didn't they remember? The Ebishter wanted them to forget. The Sidu Neis Hashem that they forgot, they had no idea. Okay. But the Sarasema says, L'chayr Gavaldig Eteretz. He says, you wouldn't know, you wouldn't be able to say the halacha from which side the Parechas was on, because it didn't have a din Parechas. The Parechas was there, Litznias V'alma. I mean, we said before, I've heard from Michael Feinstein, that it's the cover of the Aron. But even without its stem, the Gemara was that, L'chayr the Gemara's Teretz. Parechas the Bavi means that any time there was a wall in the door, they had a Parechas to make it more private, that people shouldn't be able to see in an open door. So, you can't tell me that because it was on the inside, so Vaisais Dam Attractions Kalachutz, or because it was on the outside, Vaisais Dam Attractions Kalachnim, it didn't have it in Parechas, it was the Sneas Valma. So, Mela, Nechatesi, you can know from that. If you needed the Parechas to divide, then it has to be on the dividing line. Hakaponim, according to Thesis. But if you don't need the Parechas to divide, it's just Sneas Valmas and Nechatesis on the dividing line. The Brisker Rav in the Chedushim and Rizalevi and Kedush Chedush Yuma and Sukkah, he also says the same as said as the Sfasemis. He starts with that. He says, even though there was a Parechas of Mikdash Rishon, but it was Chalak from the Parechas in the Mishkan or the Mikdash Shemi Biki Yisaydina. The Parechas on the Mishkan or the Mikdash Shemi that had a Din Parechas and a Din to be Mavdo. That the Parechas had a Halach and had to be Mavdo. Mashen came the Parechas by the Mikdash Rishon, now it's Damot's Nius Balma. That was Parechas the Bavi. He doesn't say it to answer the Kasha, why not? But he says that, you said. But then he says, in Rambam Shtetnish Dazai. And he's bothered, because the Gemara is Mashma Yazai. The Gemara here is Mashma that way. The Gemara here says that Hani Mili B'Mishkan, Ava B'Mikdash Sheni, since they didn't have an Amatraxon and a Parechas and a Suffolk, it sounds like the Din Parechas in the Mikdash Rishon was about the Amatraxon. But the Rambam's lashon is, "Avo mikdash rishon ha'isu shem al parechas achas b'vad, shenema efevdila parechas lechem." That a mikdash rishon, why they only have one? Because it says evdila parechas lechem. So the Rambam stels su the din of the parechas, the regular evdila parechas, the parechas efevdala. It's takish rei the Rambam, ablochay dash tein Rambam. So memeva oivazai, if mikdash rishon they had a parechas. And the Rambam is Mavur, the Parechas was Al Savdala, so we're back straight to Kasha. So why did they know where the Parechas was in the Mikdash Rishon? Unless you'll say, like the Achrayna that do Parechas, or you'll say like the Maisel Melech that they forgot where the Parechas was. But the Teres of the Svasemis, that the Parechas wasn't the real Parechas, L'chayr Shver. The Rambam says it was. And then it's like we're saying, L'chayr the Rambam is a Bissel Shver. Nechateis that was a Parechas, Amachaksim was a Parechas. So I think the Teretz is like this. The Kesef Mishnah writes on the Rambam. The Rambam's lashon is, B'mikdash Rishayin. V'hoysa shalom al parechas achas b'lvad, shem evdila parechas l'chem. That's what it says in the Rambam. Zog the Kesef Mishnah, Nira, the l'mishkan kari mikdash Rishayin. The ilu b'bayis Rishayin l'hayi parechas elakaisel. That's the words of the Kesef Mishnah. When the Rambam says, B'mikdash Rishayin, there's only one parechas, shem evdila parechas l'chem, he means the Mishkan. Why? Because in the Mikdash Rishon there wasn't a Parechas, there was only a Kaisel. As I state in the Kesef Mishnah. So the Achreinim are very bothered with the Kesef Mishnah. The Gemara says in Nandala clearly there was a Parechas. The truth is it's only one Teretz in the Gemara, but why was he Machlet that way? And then it's in the other Gemara. The Gemara says that the Badia Arin was Deichkin Ubaltim from the Parechas. Also clearly that there was a Parechas. The Elamur says that the Pasuk says it was a Parechas. Al-Kopanim, that's a big cash in the Kesef Mishnah. So L'chaya, Hagam it's Ksas Dachuk B'l'shayne, but L'chaya, you can learn the Kesef Mishnah means that when the Rambam says that B'mikdash Rishon there was a Parechas Shenem of Evdilo Parechas L'chem, he doesn't mean the Parechas the Bavi. He means the Parechas is Mafsik. So Mikdash Rishon, they didn't have a Parechas meaning, they didn't have a Din Parechas. That's not a Parechas that's near Ba'alma. What was Mafsik? The Kaisel. So Meili, you could talk a little like this last time. It's like the Brisker Rav also held was more mistabra that by Mikdash Rishon it didn't have a Din Parechas. So Meili made absolutely no difference. It was with Nimu B'chutz. And when the Rambam says we mikdash rishon la'ishem el parechas achas bavan, he means the Mishkan, like the as I state in the Kesef Mishnah. Daflein in the Rambam be the Kesef Mishnah. They have a grace of hechich nata because it says it was a parechas. Okay, to be matchik a little bit in the Kesef Mishnah and say that he means it didn't have a din parechas. It was a kaisel. In other words, la'ishem parechas means the hefsik wasn't done on a day of parechas. It was done on a day kaisel. And the Rambam here clearly is talking about a hefsik that was done on a day of parechas. He has to be talking about the Mishkan. Now the Gemara goes weiter, Tana Rabbanan. The Gemara is Shaila, where exactly the Kohen Gadol go through the Heichal? Through the Machlekes. Rabbi Yehuda says he went between the Mizbech and the Menorah, like the Gemara explains, because he was supposed to go to the south, that's where the opening was. Rameya Aimer bein Shulchan the Mizbech, between the Shulchan and the Mizbech on the north. And Ebesi Aimer bein Shulchan the Kaisel all the way to the north, because Ebesi holds. The name is the Yeshayim, the Gemara. So the Gemara is the man Yeshayim is Yebesi, because Yebesi holds the Piskas Vitzafe, and you go all the way to north, that's how you get in. But Rameya, the Gemara had a problem, if he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, so why are you going in the north? You should go in the south like Rabbi Yehuda, and if he holds like Yebesi, so why are you going between the Mizbeach and the Shulchan? Let him go between the Shulchan and the wall, like Yebesi. So the first terrace of the Gemara is, Lo'ilam Krebesi Sivilei, V'amalam Shulchan is Safa V'darim Menachem. That the 10 shulchanas that Shlomo HaMelech made were going lengthwise from Tzafen to Darim. So since each one was 2 amos long, so they took up all the 10 amos of the Tzafen side. That's how Rashi explains it. So there was no room between the shulchan and the kaisel. It was taken up by the shulchanas. I fact, Rashi said there's also no room between the mizbeach and the shulchan. They took up all 10 amos of the Tzafen side. So there's no room between the mizbeach and the shulchan. So Rashi says, no, right? It says in Perek Amla Mamuna that the Mizbeach was not Mechuvin Keneg the Shulchan. It was a little bit towards the Mizrach, towards the Chutz. So in Mela, you could get around the Shulchan where the Shulchan was. It's not where the Mizbeach was. I mean, that's not where the Shulchanas were. So you could get around the Mizbeach between the Shulchan and the Mizbeach further, when you're further in the back, when you're further east in the Heichal. And then when you get to the Shulchanas, then you can go. You can go left towards the middle. But in the meantime, you're going to go between the Shulchan and the Mizbeach. So the Mashah says, well, one second, if the Shulchanis that Shlomo made were taking up the whole Tzafen, so you anyway have to be Lidarim of the Shulchanis. So what's the difference if in the initial time you come into the Heichal, you go between the Shulchan and the Mizbeach, or you go between the Menorah and the Mizbeach? Either way, you're going to end up in the same place. And it's going to take you the same amount of time. Either way, you're going to be right on the left of the Shulchanis. You know, it's right to the Daraim of the Shulchanis. So it might not mean if you start your walk through the Heichal on the Tzafen side of the Heichal or on the Daraim side of the Heichal. Either way, you're going to have to end up on the Daraim side of the Heichal in order to get past the Shulchanis. So what do you gain by coming into the Heichal on the Tzafen side between the Mizbeach and the Shulchan? It will be the same amount of work if you go in through the Dharam side between the Mizbeach and Menorah, because anyway you're going to have to be to the Dharam of the Shulchanis. As they affect the Mashah Kasha, and for the Mashah Gavaldi Gechidish, the Mizbeach was not perfectly centered in the middle. The Kaisel Tzfaini of the Mizbeach was in the middle. In other words, so the entire Mizbeach was in the Dharam of the Heichal. So the Kaisel Tzvaini was Mechuvin Kenega, the end of the Shulchanis. So yeah, you're going to have to sidestep the Shulchanis, it's true, but it's a much shorter route when you're going between the Shulchan and the Mizbeach, because then you're just making one little sidestep around the Shulchan. Now, Shekin, between the Shulchan and the Menorah, since we're saying that the Shulchan between the Mizbeach and the Menorah, since we're saying the Mizbeach was all the way in the Darim, so you have to go around the entire Mizbeach on the Darim side, it's a longer route. Does state in the Mashah, I'm just pointing out, it's a big chiddush that the Mizbeach wasn't centered. The Slach has the kasha, why wasn't it centered? Why did they put it in the south? Why didn't they put it centered? So he said, Faket, because since the Shulchanis are in the way, the Pasuk says, V'nasata isu lefnei ha-pareches. It says about the Mizbeach, that the Mizbeach was put lefnei ha-pareches. So you can't have something be mafsik between the Mizbeach and the Pareches. So that's why they put it on the side of the Dharam. So it should be one straight thing. There shouldn't be anything between the Mizbeach and the Pareches. So if that's true, that this Eiskum, it's only according to the man the Amad that the Shulchanis was Safa V'Darim Menachem. If you hold the Shulchanis of Mizrach and Menachem, then you could say it was in the middle. The Tzlach brings a rebellion Mizrahi in Parashas Tetzava that says it was in the middle. I mean, the Emes and the Rambam says in Mefurish. The Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechir Peh Gimel HaChizayin says Mefurish that the Bezneich HaPnimi was Mechuvin Ve'amza. But it could be, like I'm learning, if the whole reason why the Mizbeach was to the side was because the Shulchanos are in the way, so if you hold the Shulchanos of Mizrach HaMayim Menachem, so then you're ready, you could say that the Mizbeach was Ve'amza.